In a conference call, senior officials of the Environmental Working Group announced the release of data regarding federal crop insurance. EWG President Ken Cook.
Today we are releasing the most detailed look ever at crop insurance subsidies. It hasn't been easy to get this information. A series of Freedom of Information Act requests that were developed by the EWG staff and submitted to the Risk Management Agency finally yielded, just in the last couple of weeks, the data that we're presenting today. It was in a very raw form, over 1 million records, covering some 686,000 insurance policies and 486,000 policyholders. We have fairly detailed information about each and every one of those policies with respect to the county it was issued in and the crops that were insured. And we have additional data that we're presenting today where we are able to present it on any indemnities that were paid, the type of policy, and so forth. The idea that this kind of information is coming available through a public interest organization and this late in the process to us is a cause for great concern, and we think this will be a concern that's shared by many in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. This is the kind of analysis and information that should have formed the foundation of the debate on a proposal to dramatically expand and increase the funding for federal crop insurance. We are hearing that there's a tremendous amount of pressure from Southern farm interests who are concerned, complaining, that there is not enough in the Senate legislation to serve their farmers. The data we're presenting today, I think, should help shed some light on exactly who is benefiting regionally and what crops are benefiting. But the more important point from our standpoint at EWG is that it ought not to be just Southern rice and peanut and cotton farmers whose concerns about this legislation are still being heard in the Senate as the legislative debate nears next week. But we're very concerned about cuts to the SNAP program. We're very concerned about the cuts to the conservation programs. We feel that healthy food, healthy eating could be dramatically improved by some investments in very promising programs already in the Farm Bill and several others that have been proposed. But really, these programs are getting minimal amounts of money. We are in particular concerned that more is not being done to promote healthy eating through school programs, but also organic, local food, and so forth. The food movement needs to speak up, and so does the conservation community, to be frank. So we are going to be asking later today for the Senate to take whatever steps they can possibly take soon to make the names of the crop insurance beneficiaries public. We'd also like to know a lot more about the profits that are being earned by these big insurance companies that find crop insurance so lucrative and are eager to see the program expanded. The data that's presented today really should be seen as the foundation for the debate going forward, not a last-minute addition to the knowledge we have about the crop subsidy system, because crop insurance has been secret in large measure. It's very obscure. By an act of Congress, the crop insurance lobby was able to prevail to have this information about the beneficiaries kept secret from the public. We think this is wrong and that the debate should not proceed on the foundation of that lack of information. No senator should be comfortable voting for a program that will spend billions of dollars, by CBO's estimate, $9 billion a year on average over the next decade, without knowing who is going to get the benefit, without knowing the big farms and which ones are going to be getting it, without knowing just how much these big companies are receiving.
Cook was joined in the conference call by Senior Vice President of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Craig Cox.
As Ken said, the Senate Ag Committee is proposing to make a really fundamental and major change in the way U.S. taxpayers support farmers and farm income in this country, moving from traditional farm subsidies to really business revenue guarantees for farm operations. But we're making this move with a stunning lack of solid, hard-hitting quantitative analysis of what we're getting taxpayers into and what the implications are for the environment and other priorities, critical priorities that the Farm Bill needs to address. But one thing we do know about this new approach, these revenue guarantees, is that they are very, very expensive. The annual cost of the crop insurance program, our existing program, has grown from $2 billion in 2002 to $9 billion. In 2011, CBO is telling us we're going to spend $90 billion over the next 10 years on the existing crop insurance program, and the Senate Ag Committee is proposing to lay another $38 billion on top of that $90 billion to fund a new entitlement program and to further enrich crop insurance. In fact, the Senate Ag Bill plows three-quarters of the savings from ending direct payments into this new complex of revenue guarantees for farm workers.
For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Appel.